Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, April 29th, 2013, start of a brand new week of utter insanity, courtesy of the United States government and the corporate media. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room as always, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your concerns here. I'm looking at the corporate media this morning. They're still hammering Boston Muslim as hard as they can, but I think they realize the audience is starting to tune out. The overnight numbers are actually starting to decline, so now they're starting to pretend like they're reporting other news here. And they just got done doing one about how the Little League is honoring the 8-year-old victim. There's just any excuse to keep Boston and Muslims in your eye. But they're finally having to go out and act like they're covering other news. So, of course, what are they talking about? The Michael Jackson family lawsuit, and it will run to billions of dollars. Well, good for the Jacksons. How does that affect my life? How does it affect your life? Remember Rivero's rule of news. If it doesn't affect you and your life, it isn't news, it's advertising. It's fluff. It's distraction. Over at MSNBC, they're going on about how climate change is affecting the coastlines. Look at any historical geologic map. Coastlines do change all the time. And it's not just climate change. Continental drift has something to do with that. Earthquakes have something to do with that. Tsunamis have something to do with it. They're just out there pounding that whole global warming thing again. It really is just all junk. Now, the good news is we are seeing the corporate media start to respond to the independent media regarding Boston. And we started seeing that last week with Rachel Maddow, who was out there saying, oh, there's no such thing as a false flag attack. And anyway, how can you dare question the official story? And so we're seeing over at News with Views, where they're commenting on the fact that we're seeing all of these stories appear in the corporate media about irresponsible, disgusting conspiracy theories, and the corporate media is tearing their hair and pounding their chest saying, why, oh why, whenever anything gets reported on the news, are all these people out there asking questions about the official story? Well, it's because you lie to us about pretty much everything. Going all the way back to that giant whopper about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. It is healthy to doubt the official story. A skeptical people is a free people. And that skepticism is deserved. If the U.S. government and the corporate media are dealing with a credibility crisis, it is of their own making. And now they're wailing and moaning and, oh, nobody believes us anymore. Well, we have good reason to. We've been lied to, and we know we've been lied to. And there's no law in the country that says you have to believe the official story about anything. And you shouldn't believe the official story. You shouldn't believe anything. Belief is a device to get you to act as if something is true, even when it is not. Beliefs are part of your slave chains, and it is time to break free. But we're seeing the corporate media now responding. They're reacting to the independent media, which means they've lost the initiative. They've lost control of the narrative. Now they're trying to go back and patch over the holes in the story and say, oh, here's the new updated version of why it all looked like this. And I think one of the biggest embarrassments they're dealing with right now was that supposed piece of the 9/11 landing gear that was found in an alley right next to the wall of a mosque. Remember last week, and we were saying, oh, come on, this is just too obvious. Well, there's been a development in that story. When we come back from these commercials, I will give you the gritty details. Yes, it was another fraud. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas. Yeah, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And last week, in the middle of Boston Muslim, it was reported that a fragment of the landing gear from one of the airplanes that crashed into the World Trade Towers was found wedged in this very narrow space right next to where the Ground Zero Mosque is still being argued over. And the idea that the news coverage kept hitting that point, mosque, it's found next to the mosque, 9-11 mosque, 9-11 mosque, Muslims, still trying to sell you that linkage. And they even did a story about the guy who found it and, what a hero he is for finding this thing, and how he says it's a piece of a murder weapon, and they're talking about putting it in the September 11th Memorial Museum. Ah, but there is a problem. Because on the very first photo they released of this debris, you can see a piece of rope tied around it. And I happen to know, because I asked a Boeing engineer, they don't use rope on the landing gear of the Boeing 757. Plus, there are no gouges or anything on those walls from where it supposedly tumbled down from overhead. So the New York City police are investigating whether this is a hoax possibly planted by the opponents to the proposed Ground Zero Mosque. And they're actually investigating. And it's another piece of propaganda. And it is a reminder that there is a group of people out there who think lying, cheating, stealing, fraud, and deception are perfectly acceptable as long as it gets them what they want. But we saved and reposted the first photo of this supposed piece of landing gear wedged between these two walls. The rope is still tied around there. Apparently, after they lowered it, they couldn't get the rope off. They just cut it. But Boeing does not use rope on the landing gear of the 757. Very obviously, this is somebody's idea of a joke. And the corporate media is still... And by the way, I had to go to the British press to find out about the rope and the New York police investigation. It's not being reported in the American media. They're out there, oh, it's a murder weapon. We've got to enshrine it and honor it and make everybody believe the official story. Now, there's an interesting video over at YouTube. One of many until YouTube starts to take them down. These are videos of the residents of Watertown who had to go through this shelter-in-place lockdown, police coming in, and it undermines this idea that the people of Watertown were perfectly happy to go through all of this because they got the gosh darn terror suspect. But when you actually see these interviews by the people of Watertown, they are very unhappy. They're talking about forceful intrusion. They were not given the option whether or not they wanted the police to come into their home without a warrant, merely as part of a sweep. Apparently, these military forces were causing property damage for which the homeowners or tenants are not going to be reimbursed. These guys were in there looking for the terrorists and just knocking stuff over and breaking stuff, and they're saying, sorry, citizen, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. They're very, very angry about this. Now, I want to clear up something because over the weekend there was some confusion. What are we talking about with Boston? You know, was it staged? Was it faked? Was there a real bomb? And the answer is there were both. There was a bomb drill. That has pretty much been confirmed. And when you have a disaster drill, there are always disaster actors with makeup and fake injuries and bandages for the ambulance crews and fire crews to work with. Otherwise, what's the point of having the drill? Oh, we're having a bomb disaster drill. There's no bomb. There's no victims. They just stand around eating donuts and drinking coffee. So there were actors playing victims with phony blood and throwing dust around, making it look really good for the media cameras. The scandal here is that many of the photos of Boston bombing victims that you were shown by the corporate media were the actors presented as real victims to make it look like it was a much more serious crime than actually was. But at the same time, yes, there was a real bomb that really did kill and wound a lot of people. Funny how these acts of terror just show up right in the middle of drills simulating these acts of terror. But that's the reason for the confusion and why there's so much evidence of fraud and deception. There was a drill, and the drill had fake actors. If you go over to FEMA's own website, there's a page of guidelines for the actors who participate in the drills. What to wear, what to bring with you, what to expect to be supplied on the scene. I went through one of these when I was a student at Cal State Fullerton in the theater department. They had one of these drills, and they came around to the theater departments and said, we need you all to come out and be actors and pretend to be maimed and killed and so forth. And we did, and it was a nice way to have fun, and we got class credit for it. But that's how these drills get done. They do have actors. The scandal here is the corporate media was taking pictures of the drill actors and presenting them as real victims. Now, over in Russia, apparently they have caught up with and killed two CIA-linked terrorists that Russia says are tied to the Boston bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And remember, we already revealed this uncle that's getting all the media play saying, oh, they were radicalized, they were dangerous, even though in his first interview he admitted he'd hardly ever talked to them. Turns out he is married to the wife of a CIA official. So this thing is already blowing up to be a huge, huge false flag. And I'm not surprised the corporate media is out there saying, oh, why won't they believe us? Please, please, please. Now, amazingly enough, following the Boston bombing, and you see this after every single false flag terror attack, they'll run polls to see if it really worked. Are Americans willing to give up more of their constitutional rights for the illusion of safety? And apparently this time the polls ran into an absolute brick wall. The overwhelming response of the American people is no, we will not give up any more of our constitutional rights for this illusion of safety. And it is an illusion. When the government is causing these acts of terror, there is no safety. Even if you accept the Boston bombing story at face value, and very few seem to be doing precisely that, it sends a message that all of this Department of Homeland Security and FBI and TSA and crotch groping and luggage looting and cancer scanners didn't work. We're already seeing all of this, the wailing in Washington D.C. about, oh, it was intelligence failures allowed this to happen. Exactly the same thing they said after 9/11. They have soaked the American people for trillions of dollars for the security industrial complex, and if you accept the Boston bombing story at face value, it didn't work. So they're out there saying, oh, there were intelligence failures, we must do better, which is basically saying we're going to take more of your money and more of your rights and subject you to even more intrusive searches and surveillance. But we know that that can never really work. They could have us all locked in 10-by-10 cells under constant 24-hour surveillance, and when the government needs another false flag attack, they'll come up with a way to do it. But the gist of this whole situation is right now Americans are far more afraid of the U.S. government than they are of terror. We ran a poll on our website earlier today. Which are you most afraid of, U.S. government or terrorists? U.S. government got 99%. Terrorists got 1%. Total of 5 votes as of the last time I looked, which I presume are those COINTELPRO, Mockingbird, whatevers that are monitoring my site for dangerous, subversive information here. Now, let's put this all in perspective. Everyone said, oh, be afraid of terror, be afraid of terror, be afraid of terror. 3 weeks ago, it was be afraid of guns. Now it's be afraid of terror. You are 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than from a terrorist. You are 12,571 times more likely to die from cancer than from a terrorist. You are 11,000 times more likely to die in an airplane accident than from a terrorist plot involving an airplane. You are 1,048 times more likely to die in a car accident than from a terrorist attack. You are 404 times more likely to die simply falling off something than from a terrorist attack. You are 87 times more likely to drown than die in a terrorist attack. And it goes on and on. You are 12 times more likely to suffocate yourself in bed than to die from a terrorist. Have to keep this thing in perspective. The media is trying to hold terrorism up there as this horrible killer of Americans. That list I just gave you didn't even include the people who die from medical mistakes. But you're supposed to be afraid of terrorists, and because of the terrorists, you have to just do what the government says. You have to shelter in place, which means cower in your home, keep your window shades down, don't look outside, don't take pictures, don't take videos, don't question, don't witness it for yourself. Just trust that corporate TV news to tell you what to think here. Now, here's the really bizarre thing. We're already seeing this shelter in place get used all over the country. Up in Valley Springs, California, there was a 9-year-old girl who was killed, and they immediately declared a shelter in place for the entire town. Locked them down, police and military in the streets, while they search for this guy. They're trying to sell the idea shelter in place is the new normal. Don't look outside your windows. Don't witness it for yourself. Just stay in your home and keep your blinds down. Now, Nazis did the same thing to the German people. When they would look for somebody, they'd just tell everybody, stay in your home, citizens, keep your blinds drawn, don't open your doors, just accept what you're told. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. The city of Philadelphia is now advising residents on how to prepare for shelter in place. And they're saying you should have a 3-day supply of food and water and medicine, batteries, and so forth in your home for shelter in place. Remember a couple of months ago they were making fun of the preppers? And now all of a sudden they're saying, there might be a shelter in place coming, you have to prep. So all of a sudden being a prepper is now fashionable, at least in the city of Philadelphia. Now the rush to war is continuing. Even though they did not get the public outcry for vengeance against those gosh darn Arab Muslims, the rush for war is going on. We are hearing that apparently Israel just bombed Damascus. Again, claiming they got a chemical weapons factory. More about that when we come back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get on to what's going on in Syria, one of the members in the chat room was pointing out Stasi did exactly the same thing. Anytime they needed to lock down a neighborhood, stay in your home, close the blinds, don't look outside. Soviets did it as well. You need to understand the United States government is facing a major, major problem called digital cameras. Every cell phone has one. And it's become a major problem for the staging of these false flag incidents when everybody out there is with a camera. By the way, we got confirmation that those people who responded to the FBI's request for their cell phone and camera and camcorder footage by turning over their electronic devices got them back with their photos deleted. They weren't allowed to keep copies of their own pictures. Just showing how they're trying to keep control of the narrative. Didn't succeed, but that's what they're trying to do here. Another article we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com saying that the FBI, the reason they can't come up with any photos and videos to actually incriminate the framed suspects is there were too many cameras. They can't do a Photoshop on all the different pictures from all the different angles that are going to match up. They'll be easy to spot here. By the way, you remember the transit cop who got shot? And they were blaming it on the Tsarnaev brothers. It's come out he was shot by another police officer. Friendly fire. Now then, moving over here to what's going on in Syria. The FSA, the fake Syria army, I know that's supposed to be the free Syria army, but we know they're all fakes, is out there saying that Israel attacked Syria today. They made a point of flying over Assad's palace, and they bombed a site near Damascus that is claimed to be a chemical weapons site. And I want to remind everybody that when Israel went up and bombed the power station at Osirak, they claimed it was a nuclear weapons factory. And following the invasion of Iraq, international experts went and looked at the ruins and found it was just a power station. No nuclear weapons factory. Same thing with Syria before. They went in, bombed a facility, said, oh, they were building something hideous. Again, no evidence about it. And I remember back during the war in Iraq, there was a huge scandal where the U.S. went in and bombed a suspected chemical weapons factory. They just flattened the place. And it turned out it was a dairy. And it was horrible. There was cottage cheese flying everywhere. And even worse, it turned out civilians had been taking refuge in the building because it was a sturdy building. And they all got killed. Remember when Monica Lewinsky was testifying regarding the blue dress and all that other nonsense? And Bill Clinton decided on that very day, that very moment, he had to go attack a chemical weapons factory in Sudan, which turned out to be an aspirin factory. You, the American people, got to pay to rebuild it after the owners sued for a wrongful act of war. So, again, it's... There is no evidence whatsoever this is a chemical site. They're just trying to put that whole weapons of mass destruction, be afraid, and it's not really working here. Apparently, earlier today, there was an attempt on the life of the Syrian prime minister. Huge bombing. They're calling it a suicide blast. Again, nobody really knows. Damaged his car, but he is still alive. Another, what looks like a false flag. Missiles were fired at a Russian passenger jet flying over Syria. It's pretty obvious Assad isn't going to do something like that when Russia is being such a stalwart supporter. But they're just trying to get this thing going any way that they can here. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Zane in Washington. Aloha, Zane. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. excuse me. I know you've covered this subject before. You've commented a month and a half ago about the statement of Attorney General Eric Holder saying that he would not be prosecuting financial crimes in the financial community for the simple reason that it would hurt their business. And, you know, I just wanted to point out that this is the kind of double dealing that we're dealing with. I mean, he has a duty to enforce those laws.
That's exactly right.
And if he wants to have the right to come down on the states with if they deign to produce their own state currency, then, you know, those rights should be called into question because he hasn't fulfilled his duty as the nation's top cop.
No, he hasn't. I mean, that's like saying we're not going to prosecute drug lords because it would harm their business and our banks are dependent on that money to launder, which appears to actually be the case here. We're not going to prosecute, we're not going to shut down the bordello because that would harm their business. I mean, it is a very, very lame excuse. And basically what Holder is saying is these too-big-to-fail banks have become so powerful they can blackmail the U.S. government. If you touch us, we'll crash the economy. Not the first time they did it. Remember the attempted coup d'etat against Franklin Roosevelt by the bankers back in 1933. And the whistle was blown on that by Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler. It's the actual factual foundation for the movie 7 Days in May. And when Roosevelt found out about it, he wanted to basically charge all of these bankers with high treason. And the bankers just sat there and said, you can't do a thing to us. If you arrest any one of us, we will crash the economy and the New Deal will be over. And Roosevelt had to wait until the outbreak of World War II to nail these guys under the Trading with the Enemies Act. Because they were funding Hitler's rise to power. Okay, Zane, I know you had more to say. We got to take a break for commercials. Stick around. I'm going to come back to you right after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike with Arrow. Maybe I can pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic and really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike with Arrow.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. We're still talking with Zane in Washington. And Zane, you had another comment you wanted to make, I think.
Yeah, I just think that people should take this as a key event and perhaps give some moral support to those reformers in state governments and elsewhere that would like to have a honest monetary system, but yet they're in conflict with the Justice Department, which is doesn't have the moral high ground here if they're willing to turn a blind eye to all this criminality.
Well, you're absolutely right, and of course the classic definition of fascism, which we get from Benito Mussolini, is the alignment of financial corporations and government power against the general population. And Eric Holder's comments, plus this very demonstrable policy since 2008 to not arrest and prosecute any of these Wall Street fraudsters, shows that we have in fact become a fascist economic dictatorship, where they're going to take from you and give to the bankers and share the loot among themselves, and they are completely unconcerned with the Constitution. They're certainly unconcerned with morality, with what is right. They're simply going to declare their robberies perfectly legal. They're getting ready to come for the savings account. And we are past the point where anybody can just sit on the sideline and say, I'm an impartial observer, or I'm neutral. The time has come. You have to pick a side, fascism or restoration of the republic, and you're going to have to act on that.
Right. Yeah, I've done some activism around here and so forth. I have a monetary system based on this hyper shuttle idea. I made a video.
Yeah, we talked about that before. And I don't want to get dragged off into that again. We do need a monetary system of government-issued value-based currency. We need to get rid of the private central banks, but how it's going to be implemented in the fine details, we can basically leave until a later date. I oppose a return to a silver or gold-based standard, because right now those bankers whose paper money destroyed the U.S. economy have bought up most of the silver and gold, and we would just be trading one form of banker enslavement for another. I still think that a standard unit of energy, like the kilowatt hour, would make a good basis for a new monetary system, because it is a unit of value everybody recognizes as having inherent value, and it can be created in ample enough supply so that the supply of money grows with the general population. There are no shortages, which can be used to monopolize and manipulate the currency, which is something we cannot let the bankers ever, ever, ever do again. We're going to switch over to Steve in Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. I just wanted to ask your opinion about this comment the media has mentioned concerning jihad. I think the mother of the two young men supposedly made... do you think that's just more nonsense from the media trying to put more fear into people?
I would say it definitely would be, because if you look at the mother's statements starting on the day of the bombing up until recently, it was all, my kids are framed, my kids are framed. Why is all of a sudden she going to start talking about jihad?
Yeah.
And it's just an attempt. They're trying to basically regain control of the narrative. And they're operating on this idea of pay no attention to what we said before. That's just those wacky conspiracy theorists. They're all evil. They're Muslims. It's jihad. You know, don't think, don't question, don't look out your window. Obama said that a week ago last Friday in his speech. Don't look at the alternative pictures and videos and stuff. Just wait till we complete our investigation and we will tell you what to believe. I'm sorry, Obama. Your credibility is absolutely zero right now.
Go ahead. I was just going to say we've noticed, of course, recent times, Netanyahu continuing with his trips over here to Washington, and then I think that maybe he's the one one of the main ones behind all this business that you were just mentioning about the missiles being shot at the plane and some of those things, I suppose.
That's how Israel has always operated. Trick other countries into fighting each other and then swoop in and dance on the ashes and say, we're in charge. And in fact, there's a couple of articles. We put up one at whatreallyhappened.com basically saying it is obvious at this point Israel's goal is to trick the world into a new global world war that will smash everybody except Israel to leave Israel in control of the aftermath. I'm absolutely convinced that Israel would love to see the United States and Russia destroy each other in a nuclear war, and that would leave Israel with its nuclear weapons and its delivery systems basically, for all intents and purposes, in charge of the Middle East oil fields, which would put them economically in charge of the rest of the world, which they already are through this network of private central banks, which are debt enslavement machines.
Yeah. Do you think that the Israeli leadership, do they take orders? They sure give out plenty, but make demands. But do they also take orders from the, how would you say, the higher up Zionists, like the Rothschilds and such? Are they just, they're one part of that system?
I think it's all one interlinked system, and I don't know if Netanyahu is taking orders from them, but I'm sure, you know, they're discussing with each other the best way to move forward to serve their mutual agendas.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your opinion.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Damon in Kansas. Aloha, Damon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you for accepting my call. I was just calling about the New York Senator's comment from... the New York Senator's comment. He said that the NYPD is going to put over 1,000 troops into Moss to search out to find that boogeyman. You know, that it's just getting ridiculous, and it's just too much, because you earlier, about 3 weeks ago, was saying that Israel was sending their own personal, you know, troops over, you know, that...
Their investigators over to make sure that we got the right story about Boston. But let me ask you this. When a white guy robs a bank, you don't start saying we got to keep an eye on all white people. Got to keep them under surveillance. Got to keep them under lockdown. When a black man steals a car, you don't go out and say all blacks are criminals. We got to keep an eye on them. Look, when you look at this epidemic of child sexual molestation among the clergy, and apparently they just nailed a high-ranking Baptist on this situation, do you start demonizing all Christians and send thousands of troops into Christian searches, churches to search out all those child molesters? No. Only in this one narrow group of people, Muslims, is there such a concerted effort to take the crimes ascribed to some individuals and use them to demonize the entire religious group globally. And the obviousness of that double standard, you know, where we're going to search out all the mosques because of those evil Muslims. Why aren't you searching out all the churches for all the child molestation? That's a far, far older problem than terrorism. It goes back 1,400 years, according to that documentary, Mea Max Culpa, Culpa Maxima, Silence in the House of God, which is a wonderful documentary on the subject. This is exactly the same thing the Nazis did with the Jews. They had a couple of staged incidents that they framed Jews for, and they started going after all the Jews. Same thing with the communists. They blamed the Reichstag fire on the communists, and they went after all the communists. It's the same tactic all over again, and the fact that it is Muslims this time instead of the Jews does not make it any more morally acceptable.
Thing is, I don't even think these guys even care about putting the sideshow on anymore. I really, like, if you hear the comments that John McCain said, like, who in his state goes, I represent that? Oh, yeah, we can must attack you. These guys don't even, they're taking their own problems in their own states. Like I said, if you're is Hispanic in Arizona, you're going to get pulled over with no license. I mean, they're trying to fight every little detail just to get in our lives, and it's quite frankly,
yeah, because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of us right now. They're absolutely terrified. The American people are waking up to what's going on and getting ready to stand up and say no more. Now you need to understand there is so much vote fraud in this country that members of Congress and the occupant of the White House really don't care what the American people think any longer. We have been completely disenfranchised in this system. The elections are a complete sham, and it's just infighting among each other, and whoever sells out to the richest corporations or the richest foreign government gets the job. And they go in there and they do the job for their sponsors, major corporations like Monsanto or foreign governments like Israel.
Well, I mean, it's just so obvious that that's what they're doing now. And I mean, literally, quite frankly, to go along with the joke, I write on their money. I write, private central banking is killing us all. I just take your time. Take it. If anybody's got time or cash nowadays, good Lord, if you got cash. But if you got cash, write on it. That's my suggestion card to them. I know they just throw it away, but you know what? Just do that. Just little things like that. People need to get their voices heard. This is ridiculous. If you... Here, like you said, you can't just stick your head in the sand and hope things are going to go away. It's not like that anymore.
No, we're past that
point.
They're
coming after us, and we need to be prepared. Not attack or go out there and start chaos. We need just to stand up. Like, if 330 million Americans just say no, no, just one day just says no, that would end it. No questions asked, no nothing, no wars, no bombs, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And if you want to put messages on the currency, which technically there's supposed to be a law against it, but it's completely unenforceable, you can just get a rubber stamp. Go down to your local office supply and get a rubber stamp saying private central banking is killing us all, like you said, or private central banking is the enemy of all mankind, or whatever other message you want it, and just put it on the money, just stamp it, spend it back into circulation. Obviously, don't take it back to the bank. As you say, they'll simply destroy it and issue more ink and paper, because it's just worthless in and of itself. There's no inherent value.
It is. Like I said, now it's just a suggestion card. You take a dollar anywhere. I live in Kansas. You take a dollar anywhere, you're not going to find anything. Bread here is $2.60 a loaf.
Yes.
Now, how anybody can just go to the store and go,
you're lucky it's $6 a loaf here.
Oh, I know. And that's the thing. I got friends out in California and tell me how they can barely survive. And I'm 22. I'm 22, and it's real scary for me because I understand. And I'm talking to my friends about this, and they're kind of understanding, but because they're fully in deep with the college bubble that they've caused, and not counting the credit cards that they're lending these kids and everything. And after that, after they fail, I got two friends that just joined the military for no apparent reason so they can just get ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the big sales pitches they have. If you join the Army, you will come out with all of these advantages over ordinary people, and that is simply not true. People going through the Army, they wind up peeling potatoes or washing floors or, you know, working in a warehouse, and you don't need Army training to learn how to do those things. It's an absolute joke, and there is a huge economic draft going on to crush down the economy in the community to drive the kids into the military. And that's not enough. Rangel is out there. They're talking about bringing back the draft. If they get this war in Syria and Iran really going, they're going to start drafting kids of your age. So you get to go on out there and breathe depleted uranium dust, which you'll come home, have a family, and your kids are going to be born with five arms.
Yeah. And they'll say that's a plus. That's human evolution.
Yeah, really. It is. It's a horrible price that is being paid by the families of our returning veterans.
Yeah, and things are just, like, any little subject, like you said, just the returning veterans coming home, it's just sick. It's just sick if you see the statistics of how many of them are homeless. It's just sick to see how many of them are out of work.
In the face every single week here. Every single week we look at that.
But the thing is that I'm slowly starting to see it. Just that everybody, they can't put their finger on it. Even if I tell them, you know, they still have that blank face, you know, like, oh, whatever.
You're dealing with 18 years of indoctrination in the state schools. That doesn't teach them how to think. It just teaches them to believe.
Speaking of school, I take care of my little sister, and she's 13 years old. Her school district got state funding to do a special sixth grade academy, quote unquote, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I go in the school. They don't have a library. They don't have a gymnasium. The gymnasium is literally the lunchroom, and you couldn't play a half court game of basketball in it. And they just give the kids iPads. They literally do all the work, and I'm not even kidding this. I went on a field trip with her to help the students out and everything. Not even kidding this. The teacher told me they're going to put a camera on the front of the the whiteboard, so the principal can give the morning announcements and the kids can respond and see him. Has anybody ever read 1984?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely there. And, you know, the problem with iPads and some of our private schools here are also giving laptops to the kids is we're finding out these schools are surveilling the kids even at home through those embedded cameras. And, of course, we may presume they're always looking at everything the kids are writing or saying to make sure they're not having bad thoughts. I mean, the age of the thought police is already in our public schools.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's super serious now. And that's what I'm saying. If you ask your kids what you're learning or even bring their homework home, is that they're just giving them nothing, just basically just giving them nothing, just making them do little rat work. It's sick. And like I said,
that's all the schools are there, to teach them to obey instructions, to not think, to not analyze, to not question, just follow the step-by-step instructions on the computer and all will be well. Until, of course, there's a complete meltdown and you get burned up in flame, but hey, the insurance will cover that and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
Okay?
All righty. Well, thank you for accepting my call, Mike.
All right, we got it. Going to let you go here. We're almost at the end of the segment here. So getting back to Syria, we're hearing all these articles about how the U.S. is weighing a Syria response. Now, I may be an old fogey out here, but I remember the definition of the word response was that it's your reaction to an action by somebody else. Syria has not attacked the United States of America. No response is justified. What they're trying to do is to gin this thing up. Oh, Syria has chemical weapons, they may have used them on their own civilians. Well, that's the Syrian people's problem. And it's not art. This is just another ginned-up war to serve the money junkies. Go back and look at that article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Apparently, somebody's coming out with an audiobook for visually challenged people from that article. That how that thing has taken off here. But they're just trying to get you to go along with another war in Syria. That's what Boston was really all about, to get your anger fired up against those Muslims. We've got to kill them anywhere they happen to be. And it's not working. It's not working. So that's why they're back to weapons of mass destruction. More about Syria when we come back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine, free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get further into Syria, we got another caller on the line, Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Doing fine.
Just want to call in. I was eating my breakfast, and I nearly choked on it when the guy started talking about iPads, because I just had a conversation with my wife this Saturday, who's an educator. They are really really pushing these things hard. And the implications, I'll give you one particular scenario. One of her principals is really pushing her to use the iPad. They want her, now everybody's physically in the room. When a student finishes his assignment, they want her to send a new assignment from her iPad to his iPad. And they're sitting in the same room. It's like they want no interaction between teachers.
No, what they're doing is they're monitoring all the interaction, you know, so that there's a, the principal gets a report saying this teacher is responsive to the students and keeping them occupied, and this teacher is being lazy. You know, even before the advent of personal computers and tablets and so forth, there's a great deal of control exerted over teachers by the administration. Not necessarily all of it is benign and beneficial. You know, and I understand the attraction of the iPad. They're very good devices, but obviously we should be concerned about the potential for built-in spyware on behalf of the U.S. government. I think anybody who's using the cloud is the government has already said if you're on the cloud, you have no expectation of privacy.
The technology concern is a major concern, but I'm more concerned about, to be honest with you, and this was what the conversation was about. You know, if you've read like Neil Postman and where he thinks society goes, the technological society goes, it's the disconnect between humans that I don't like. You can see it in kids that are school age. You can see it. They don't connect well with each other. They can't communicate with each other. It's really sick.
That's intentional. That's intentional to keep us all isolated from each other. And seeing the world entirely through these electronic devices, whether it's Edward R. Murrow's lights and wires in a box or these electronic devices. I mean, look at this push for social networking in your circle of close friends or people spread all across the country and you hardly ever meet them because it allows these devices, of course, allow for government censorship. And supervision. We're already hearing where Facebook is apparently shutting down any Facebook pages that are questioning the official Boston narrative. We know that YouTube has been caught taking down videos that challenge the official story. We've caught them actually artificially suppressing view counts on videos that are questioning the official story. You know, when they were still being sloppy about it, you'd go into a video and it would show something like 19,000 likes but only 4,000 views, which you know is absolutely impossible to accomplish. So, if you become dependent upon those electronic devices to communicate with your community, then those who are in charge of those electronic devices get to decide what conversations you will have and what conversations you will hear. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. Michael, thank you very much. We'll be back with Syria after these few words.